Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, stocks in China rebounded slightly today, but if you look at the long-term chart, they are way down over the last few months, raising fears about a backlash from the Chinese public and the stability of the Chinese government. David Dollar served as the World Bank's country director for China and then as the U.S. Treasury Department's financial and economic emissary there from 2009 to 2013. He's now a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, and he joins us from Washington. Welcome.
Happy to talk to you.
Well, how big a problem is the drop in the stock market in China for the Chinese government and its ability to maintain control?
Right now, the stock market has dropped 27% from its peak. That's a correction. It's frankly not that big a deal. I think the government made a mistake by coming in a somewhat panicky way with a lot of ad hoc measures to try to stabilize it. That's usually a losing game. And it undermines confidence. So I think the market drop by itself is not a big deal, but the fact that the government made such a largely ineffective effort to stop it, that is going to undermine confidence.
Doesn't that show some degree of fragility, though, on the part of the government, that they're very worried about what would happen if the market were to drop, the economy were to tank, and people were to be unhappy?
Yes, I think it's surprising often how the government acts in a very insecure way. Market drop of 27%. Most people are not seriously invested in the Chinese stock market. It's not that big. So it is a little bit surprising. The government often acts in quite an insecure manner. When my own experience living in China for a long time is that it's quite a politically and socially stable place.
At the same time as the stock market has been dropping, the government has also been aggressively going after dissidents, human rights lawyers, activists. What's going on there?
Yes, so they detained more than 200 human rights activists over the last couple months. Most of them have been released. I think there are 20-plus individuals still under detention. Unfortunately, I don't think most Chinese people are paying attention to that issue. You'll find many middle-class people in China think of these people as troublemakers. So clearly this Xi Jinping regime, they've been very clear right from the start that they want to pursue economic reform, but absolutely no political liberalization. They've tightened up whatever little political freedom there was to be an activist or to speak out. So they're clearly pursuing a route of maintaining authoritarianism, trying to pursue economic reform at the same time.
But why go after these lawyers right now?
It's a little bit strange. I mean, to be honest, some of their moves, some of their foreign policy moves in the South China Sea, also seems surprising to many China experts. This is a moment where China could really use stability in Asia. Certainly on the economic side, they need stability. They are upsetting things a little bit with their activities. So that's a little bit hard to understand. I think we have a more muscular leadership now in China that feels that it can flex its muscles with its neighbors and feels that it can go after human rights lawyers in China. And it's quite self-confidently doing that. As I said, I don't really see people in China objecting to this. A lot of these moves are quite popular with the Chinese population.
They're not going to be out in the streets protesting.
Certainly not on those external activities. And as I said, many Chinese find the human rights activists to be troublemakers.
What about on the economic stuff, though? If an ordinary Chinese person loses their shirt, loses everything because of this big drop in the stock market, or maybe they get laid off because the company that they work for has lost a lot of money in their share value, would they go out on the street then, do you think?
Well, I think the second issue you bring up is much more important. Employment is rising in China. Wages are rising at about 11% per year. So most households are doing better and they're sending their child to college. They're buying an automobile. As long as that economic prosperity continues, I think most Chinese people buy into a implicit agreement with the government that their economy is doing well, but they're not going to be pursuing political liberalization. The stock market should not have too much real effect on the economy. Companies do not rely on it very much to raise funds. Households have less than 10% of their wealth in the stock market. So if it goes down 27%, that means they've lost about 2% of their wealth. So I think so far, this is not a big economic event. What could turn it into a big economic event is if people start losing confidence. As I said, I think it was a mistake for the government to jump in, you know, with a lot of ad hoc measures. If people start losing faith in the ability of the government to manage the economy, then that begins to have real effects. But right now, the economy is doing quite well.
That's David Dollar, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, an expert on China's economy. Mr. Dollar, thank you for joining us.
I'm very happy to talk to you.